Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
Alrighty, so let's have that conversation with Juliana Deripi, the queen that knows exactly what she's talking about when it comes to finances. Mm. We've been having these conversations with her for a good while now, hey? And just make sure that you're learning as much as you can, taking down those notes and applying it to your life so that you can just change your financial situation today. Let's see what she has in store for us.
Good morning, and today's topic is part two on budget auditing, self-reflection, and reviewing
your... Actually, that means we have to go to part one, actually. Sorry about that, Shaquan.
Yes.
Good morning, and today's topic is on budgeting. Auditing your budget this far, reviewing and self-reflection as to how far you have come. Is there room for improvement? This will be a part one, part two series with regards to the review. Mm. Before we get into all of that juice, let us get into today's disclaimer. I am in no way representing any company. I'm solely here as a licensed financial advisor, sharing my expertise and all of the knowledge that I have gained over the years. Back to today's topic, your budget. You had 7 months since January to do a proper budget. Are you happy? Do you feel like there's room for improvement? Do you want to add onto your budget? Self-auditing and identifying yourself within your budget is very important. Do you know your spending habits? You identified where it is where you need to do a financial diet. No worries, let's do this together. The first thing that you need to do is you need to track your money, your income, and your expenses. Track your habits. Secondly, your non-monthly expenses needs to be catered for. Most of the time, we cater for these under your emergency funds. This is that once-off expense that does not form part of your monthly expenses, does not form part of the budget, but it happens. It could be a car maintenance. It could be new tires. It could be the smallest things that you do not necessarily need to plan for on a monthly basis, but are expenses that do come up. Next, identify, review, audit your budget. Where are you going off budget? If you do, where are you under financing yourself? And when identified, apply your budget accordingly. Next is your emergency savings. And if by now, on your 7th month, you still have not prioritized your emergency savings, I strongly suggest you put it on top of your list, even if it is that you put away a $300, even if it is that you need to take away from your smaller expenses such as self-care. Rather do that and honor the concept of paying yourself first. Next is your financial goals. Have you achieved your financial goals? You're halfway through the year, and how far have you come with regards to your financial goals within your budgeting plan? Stay tuned for part two. If you have liked today's topic, kindly call me on 81-644-8286. My name is Juliana. As it is from me, it's au revoir. Bye.
Thank you so much, Osi.
Thank you so much.
Part two will continue next week, Monday.
Absolutely.
Okay. When we get back, we go to the streets.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m.